Today, I'll start this podcast by asking you a question. When was the last time you told yourself you love you? When was the last time you looked at yourself in the mirror and said, I love you? Like Buddha said, you yourself, as much as anybody in the universe, deserves your love and affection. Unfortunately, it seems like this is one of the hardest things to do. Many people don't love themselves. They have issues with themselves. And that makes it hard for them to love others. Remember, there is a commandment in the Bible that says, love your neighbor as you love yourself, as you love yourself. Which translates to, love yourself first, then once you're saturated in love, your own love, then you can be able to extend love to somebody else. Otherwise, practically, it is not possible for you to give somebody something you don't have. You must have it first for you to be able to give it to somebody else. That is why today, I want to talk about love. L for love. Hi, my name is Liz, and I welcome you to this episode of Survival Alphabet. My word for the day is love. L for love. Lucille Ball said, love yourself first and everything else falls into line. You really have to love yourself to get anything done in this world. And this is actually very true. What she said was very true. You will never be able to do anything. You'll never be able to accomplish anything meaningful as long as you don't love yourself. Because the first question that comes to your mind is, why am I even doing this? But before we go very far, I know somebody must be listening to me and asking themselves, so how do I love myself? What does one need to do in order to love themselves? You know, fortunately, we have a guideline. And a lot of people quote these things, but they don't really say or attribute them to the Bible. But the Bible in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, a very famous chapter, every love bud knows about it because they're always quoting it. It shows how one can love not just any other person, but also yourself. Because remember, if you can't love yourself, then you're not going to be able to love others effectively. So we're going to look at some of the things that are mentioned in this book. So it says, love is patient. What does patience mean? It means being able to accept or tolerate people's, you know, weaknesses, suffering without becoming annoyed or anxious. You know, when somebody, you know, delays maybe to come for a meeting, you're meant to meet them, you don't get angry at them. All that is patience. When a child does something that is not good and you have to keep on reminding them over and over again that they shouldn't repeat it, all that is patience. But now, in this case, I want to talk about patience that is directed to yourself. How patient are you with you? That when you try to do something over and over again and you still can't get it, you don't get mad at yourself. Are you patient enough to wait out until, you know, you've been able to accomplish something that you've probably been finding very difficult to accomplish? Love is patient. Learn to be patient with yourself. Love is also kind. Kindness means having or showing a friendly, generous, and considerate nature. How many of you are kind to yourselves? Some of you don't even have time with you. You don't even like seeing you. You're not friendly at all. You know, you can be friendly with other people, but when it comes to yourself, that's a big problem. You need to start showing kindness to yourself. Be kind to yourself by the things you do to yourself. You know, how do you eat? How do you dress yourself? How do you carry yourself? What do you feed your mind? What do you feed, you know, your brain? Who do you hang around? Be kind to yourself, because everything that happens around you has a positive or a negative effect. Be considerate to yourself. Another thing, love does not envy. In other words, love does not feel discontented or resentful or longing for somebody else's possessions. Now, this translates to, you're not supposed to be comparing yourself to other people. Listen, there's always going to be somebody more beautiful than you are. There'll always be somebody who's got a bigger chest than yours. There's somebody who's always going to be living in a mansion bigger than yours. There's always somebody who's going to be better than you in many ways. But there is never ever going to be somebody like you. You are you and you are unique. You need to own your uniqueness and stop comparing yourself with other people. Otherwise, that's where envy comes from. And envy is not love. When you cannot accept yourself the way you are and embrace yourself the way you are and live out your best as you, then you're not loving yourself. You're actually not being kind to yourself. You're not being patient to yourself or with yourself. Be confident in who you are and stop trying to compare yourself with others, because that's where jealousy, envy, and all the sisters in that from that category come in. Something else, love doesn't boast and it is not proud. This means acting or talking with excessive pride and self-satisfaction. Love is humble. You know what I tell people? You don't even need to speak about the things you've done or accomplished. You don't even need to talk about the things you've done for other people. You know, just let them be. Your actions will speak louder than your words. But when you start speaking in a boastful manner, your words become so loud that your actions are drowned and they cannot even be seen. So learn to not be proud or boastful. Let your actions always speak for themselves. Love doesn't dishonor others, you know, which means putting to shame, doesn't put people to shame. And in the same vein, if it does not do that to others, why would you allow yourself to put yourself to shame? Probably by the things you're doing, by the things you're saying, how you carry yourself in public. You know, all those things that can shame you just because you don't love you. That is not fair to you. But on the other hand, it is not self-seeking, meaning having concern for one's own welfare and interest before those of others. You know what I've discovered? When you live your life for other people, as in it's not about getting, it's about giving, there's nothing as satisfying as that. Don't get me wrong. I am not saying that you don't take care of yourself. I'm not saying that you don't, you know, protect yourself. You know, you don't be cautious of the things you're doing. No. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just saying, look at your motive. Is whatever you're doing for your own benefit only, or does it have the interests of other people ahead of it? You know? So it's not self-seeking. Love is not easily angered and it does not keep a record of wrongs. I can guarantee you today, if I ask you to give me at least 5 things you love yourself for in 5 seconds, you will not even name one. But if I told you to tell me in 1 minute, just tell me 5 things you hate about yourself, in that 1 minute, you probably will give me 15 things. Why? Because human beings easily keep negative things as opposed to having positive things. Love is not easily angered and it doesn't keep a record of wrongs. So why would you keep a record of all the wrongs you've been doing since you came to your senses as a grown-up? And why would you get so angry at yourself every time you make a mistake and that leads to you having a don't care attitude about yourself? You need to learn, you know, to chill. Give yourself a break. Forget about the wrongs you have done. By the way, I don't know who this is that I'm going to tell this, but if this is you, it's time you let go of all those things. If you have ever aborted a child, or if you have ever had an extramarital relationship and you have not forgiven yourself for it, it's time to let go. Keeping a record of that wrong is never, ever, ever going to help you. In fact, it's going to be pulling you back. It's going to be limiting you. It's going to be, you will never be able to love fully because you have not loved yourself enough to forgive yourself. Let go of those things. They are done. There's nothing you can do about it. The best you can do is ask God for forgiveness and ask Him to give you the grace to carry on and move on past that. Carrying those extra weights of things that you've done in the past is not a sign of loving you. It's actually the direct opposite. Love does not delight in evil, but it rejoices with the truth. You know what happened? Just go repent about it and accept that you did wrong and you want to start afresh. Rejoice in the truth of the fact that once you have sought forgiveness, you are forgiven and that sin is no longer going to be held against you. It always protects, it always trusts, it always hopes, and it perseveres. This is where you need to love yourself so that you can go after your dreams. You will protect your dreams with everything that you've got. You will trust that you can be able to achieve those dreams because you have what it takes. You will always be hopeful despite everything that is happening around you, despite all the facts that are, you know, you can see around you, but you are hopeful that you can make it because you know you've got what it takes to do it. And you will persevere until you break through and emerge victorious. But that will never happen without you loving you. And lastly, love never fails. It never will. As long as you love yourself, you will never fail. You know what? You need to love yourself enough to walk away from things, from people that make you bitter instead of making you better. You need to love yourself enough to walk away from things and people that make you bitter instead of making you better. Why? Because when you love yourself, you will want to become a better version of yourself. Like Shannon L. Alder said, one of the greatest regrets in life is being what others would want you to be rather than being yourself. Then if you become what other people want you to be, who is going to be you? That space is always going to be unoccupied, and there is nobody who can be you better than you. Listen, I'm going to leave you with this last quote by Oscar Wilde. This is what he said. To love oneself is the beginning of a lifelong romance. I must say that again. To love oneself is the beginning of a lifelong romance. You know why? Because you will always be with you until the day you leave this world. Other people may not be there, but you are with you 24 hours a day. So once you love yourself, once you learn how to love yourself, you will forever have a lifelong romance. It is my prayer that you will learn how to love you. In days to come, I'm going to start another series on self-love because this is something I suffered from, lack of self-love. And like I have said in other podcasts, I really used to hate myself for many reasons. But the day I started falling in love with myself, a lot of things changed for me. And that is why today I'm an ambassador of self-love. I encourage you to start falling in love with yourself. I encourage you to forgive yourself for things that you've done in the past that have made you hate you. I encourage you to start seeing yourself the way God sees you, like, you know, the apple of his eye. He loves you, and if he does, you can surely find it in your heart to love you too. May you be ignited, be inspired, and be influenced to become the best version of yourself by falling in love with yourself in ways you've never done before. God bless you. Stay safe and stay sane.